The US and South Korea have conducted what they call a precision bombing drill after North Korea's missile launch over Japan. The first in 5 years, the intermediate-range ballistic missile flew for 4,000 kilometers before falling into the Pacific Ocean. The launch is considered to be the most provocative weapons demonstration by Pyongyang this year. In response, Seoul mobilized 4 fighter jets for military drills and dropped a pair of guided bombs on a target off its west coast. 4 American jets also took part in the exercise. Rob McBride reports now from Seoul.
We've seen a very strong reaction, as you would expect, from Japan. Fumio Kishida, the prime minister, calling this a reckless act. The country's chief cabinet secretary saying that this threatened regional peace, and also the international community. We've also had a strong response from Seoul here. Yoon Suk-yeol, the South Korean president, saying that there would be a resolute response from the country's military and also from South Korea's allies. But you have to say that it's difficult to see just what other measures the international community and the allies in this part of the world can put in place to try to get North Korea to change its ways.
The upper house of Russia's parliament has approved Moscow's claimed annexation of 4 regions in Ukraine. The legislation will go to the Kremlin for a final stamp of approval by President Vladimir Putin. The new law is being pushed through despite the UN and Western allies saying it's illegal. It formally incorporates Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk and Luhansk into the Russian Federation. It's based on the results of referendums held over a week ago, but Russian forces have been losing ground in those regions. In Kherson, Ukrainian forces have achieved a significant breakthrough. They've pushed through Russian defences and advanced along the Dnipro River. The gains could threaten supply lines for thousands of Russian troops. There have been 2 more bank holdups in Lebanon as frustrated customers try to access their savings. Raids on branches by clients have taken place across the country during the last month. Lebanon's facing a financial crisis, and banks have imposed strict limits on withdrawals.